Welcome back to Downtown at 15 minutes after 5 o'clock. Our next guest on the program is an Emmy Award-winning producer and filmmaker. Done extensive work on a number of installments of ESPN's 30 for 30 series. She's got a brand new film out that is streaming right now on Prime Video entitled Giannis, The Marvelous Journey. And we're excited to have the talented filmmaker Kristen Lapis with us here on Downtown. Hi there, Kristen.
Hi, Rich. How are you?
I am wonderful. Thank you so much for being with us. I have to tell you, I mean, I've been a fan of Giannis since he came in the league as a player, but after watching your film, I think I'm an even bigger fan of him as a person.
Oh, I love hearing that. That was absolutely the goal. So it's nice to have this project out in the world. It was 2 years in the making, and we're just so excited for people to see that side of him.
Well, you've had so much success through the years with your films, but I have to think this one. Talk about being in your wheelhouse with basketball, of course, and then your own heritage.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think I'll ever be as connected to a story and a subject as I was to Giannis and this project. As you mentioned, I'm Greek. All of my grandparents were immigrants. I came over from Greece to New York in search of a better life. And I also come from a basketball family. My dad was a college coach for 25 years. And so it was kind of like my culture, my heritage, and then the passion of basketball all together in this one amazing story. And, you know, Greeks, we feel this sense of pride in other Greeks that are doing amazing things. And so with Giannis, I had been following his career since he came to the league in 2013. And when I was approached about this, it was like a no-brainer for me.
Well, the story is only, as it turns out, tangentially about basketball. This is really a story of family, and starting with the very courageous move that his own family made in leaving Nigeria for a better life for their kids.
Yeah, it was a really tough decision. And his mom was not comfortable at first speaking to me about that, because I think it still is really painful for her. She actually had to leave her oldest son there because they couldn't make the journey to Greece from Nigeria with him. And she ended up leaving her son with his grandparents, her parents. And I think it's still, you know, it's still a wound for her. But sacrifice. That's the theme of the entire family story. They went to Greece trying to find a better life. They had four sons and they raised them in Greece. And even though they had very little money and they lived in, you know, lesser than ideal situations, they were supportive and they loved and they gave their sons the belief that they could do whatever they wanted, which I think is incredible.
Although it was not the easiest time to be an immigrant in Greece, as we learned from the film, the presence of groups like Golden Dawn certainly made it a challenge. And Giannis saw his job in many ways as being the protector for his brothers.
Yeah, that was something that was really important for all of us making this, is we wanted to explore the complicated relationship that Giannis and his family have with the country of Greece. As an undocumented immigrant, as you said, growing up there in the early 2000s, life was really, really challenging. There were, you know, groups, racist groups, the Golden Dawn being one of them, one of the most prominent anti-immigrant groups that were violent. And Giannis experienced all of that. And I don't think that until now he was ready to talk about that, just because he still goes back to the country and he does feel like that's his home. And so again, it's that complicated, like, feeling of it's home, but there were so many people that didn't accept us. But I think that now at the age of 29, having a little distance, he was finally ready to go there. And I do think it's one of the most powerful pieces of the film is that experience as a child in Greece as an undocumented immigrant and the complications that kind of makes him feel towards that country.
Well, one of my favorite stories early in the film is how they would go to the internet cafe, and that was their gateway to the NBA.
How amazing is that? Like, they didn't have a computer at home. They didn't have internet. And so they would go to this internet cafe down the block from their home, and they would pay, you know, a euro for an hour to watch highlights of NBA players. And like, it's so surreal to think about that now. Like, you know, when you watch the All-Star game on Sunday and you see him playing with LeBron James and all those guys, but that's how he learned, was like putting the euro in the slot and watching highlights of LeBron James on this computer in the internet cafe with his brothers. And they said it themselves. They're like, we were almost like starstruck and like through the computer screen because we were so amazed. And we were like, it was almost like another world for them. So it's crazy now that he's their, you know, he's LeBron James's peer essentially, which is wild.
We're talking with Kristen Lapis about her wonderful new documentary, Giannis, The Marvelous Journey. It's streaming right now on Prime Video. How remarkable is it to look back and realize what happened with this guy playing in Greece for John Hammond, the GM of the Milwaukee Bucks, to go all the way to Athens to watch him play?
Yeah, it's that interview with John Hammond was one of my favorites that I conducted over the course of this project, because it really was like a shot in the dark from the Bucks. They saw a highlight reel of them playing in Athens, and then they flew over. And the craziest part about the story is that they actually didn't see him play a game in Athens. They only saw him practice. And from that practice, they felt like they saw enough where they were willing to take this chance and draft him. Again, I don't think that will ever happen again. I don't think it happened before that. The Bucks didn't even have a physical on Giannis when they drafted him. So they had no idea like what his health was, and they still just took this chance. So it really is remarkable. And hearing John Hammond talk about it, he doesn't like to take any of the credit, but he was like, it was just this gut feeling that he was special.
And then that leads to that surreal moment of Giannis and his family, again, undocumented immigrants, and all of a sudden they're meeting with the prime minister.
Yeah, can you imagine? He says, you know, my parents met the prime minister of Greece and they were still undocumented. Life changed in a matter of minutes, it seems like, for him, as he described to me. And it all happened so fast. But again, like, the complicated relationship with Greece comes back. I'm meeting the prime minister, what an honor, but my parents don't even have papers to be here legally, and they can't get a visa or a passport because they're not citizens. So again, just super, super complicated for him and his family.
I love the story of when he realized that he was going to be drafted by the Bucks, as he saw Commissioner David Stern looking down and clearly trying to figure out how to pronounce his last name.
Oh, it's the best. Him and his brother Thanasis recounted that story, and I just laughed so hard because they were like, anytime we see somebody looking and they're like, how do I say it? They're like, that's us. Yeah, it's such a good, in filmmaking, you look for those like little details in the stories that kind of have never been reported on, that kind of take you into that moment. And that absolutely is one of them. And you can actually see, when you watch the film, you can see David Stern kind of looking at the paper, and his face is like, oh, should I go for it? How do I say it? So it's a fun moment in the movie.
Also fascinating, too, to learn about what the practice facility was like for the Bucks at an archdiocese with priests waiting on the sidelines to play a pickup game.
Yeah, I mean, that was another part of this thing that I really wanted to explore, was like, how unlikely this like marriage between the city of Milwaukee and Giannis is, and how it feels like, you know, this guy from Greece and this like small Midwestern city, like what could they have in common? But in reality, they work so well together. And I wanted to make sure I explained to people why that was. And one of the things that you just alluded to was, there were not flashy, you know, resources and facilities like in some of the other big NBA markets. It was a very small town vibe. And my favorite story is, you know, the Milwaukee Bucks practiced in a seminary for priests. And the priests would literally come during their lunch break and play pickup on the same court the Milwaukee Bucks practiced at. But again, the reason we included that was to say that, like, Giannis loved that, because it kind of reminded him of the humble, you know, beginnings and the the tiny little gym that he grew up playing in Athens. One story that I'd love to share that didn't make the film that's also hilarious. They actually had a wax figure of a security guard that would sit outside the practice facility that would, like, people thought he was real, and he would actually, like, freak people out. And again, it just all speaks to, like, how silly this market is. You got to go look it up, though. His name is Art. So if you go down a rabbit hole on the internet, look up Art the security guard at the Milwaukee Bucks practice facility. You'll have a good laugh.
And as we mentioned, the story is really so much about family struggling to finally get his parents here. And then, of course, dealing with the loss of his dad, which all of a sudden thrust him into the position of being the head of the family, and then expanding his own family through parenthood.
Yeah, his relationship with his father was something that he had never really gone into before in any other interview that we really wanted to explore in this. How his dad shaped his life, the sacrifices his dad made for him, and then ultimately when his dad passes, the impact that had on him. And Giannis has told me numerous times that he did become a father so early in his life because of his dad. So I definitely hope that the themes of fatherhood and that sacrifice his dad made for him, that comes through in the movie.
Well, and then him winning that championship after a half century, bringing a title back to Milwaukee with one of the greatest championship game efforts we'll ever see, scoring 50 points, and to see the emotion on him, the impact of what he had done and what it meant to his family and his new family there in Milwaukee. It was some really powerful things to see behind the scenes.
Yeah, that's one of the defining moments of his life and his career. And the first thing he did after he won the title was he went and sat down on a bench by himself. Mm. And he told me, like, I was just thinking of dad and that I wished he could have been here, but, you know, so appreciative for the sacrifices he made for me and my family so that I can be here. So it's an emotional moment. And in the film, there was a videographer that was with Giannis for a lot of his early career, and we were able to get that footage from that videographer. And there's this epic shot where the videographer follows Giannis for about 5 minutes and doesn't cut his camera, and just kind of captures that really emotional moment for him as he's winning the title and thinking about his dad.
And I found myself contrasting that with the video of him as a youngster when he first became involved with basketball and not even playing, just serving as a manager, wiping up the floor, and how far he had come in his marvelous journey. Kristen, thank you so much for being with us.
Of course. I hope that was helpful. Thank you again.
Oh, you bet. Bye-bye now. Good luck.
Thanks.
Well, it's a terrific documentary, Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, streaming right now on Amazon Prime. That's director Kristen Lapis with us here on Downtown.